Hey everyone, welcome to October 9th's Pray Today. I'm so glad you're joining me for a few minutes today. You know, John Maxwell is a famous leadership guru who many feel he's the one that coined the phrase, walk slowly through the crowd. You know, that's what I want to talk to you about today, is the importance of followers of Jesus walking slowly through the crowd. And what that means is that when we are in the busyness, the hurriedness, the stress of life, and we're around others, that we don't just fix our gaze straight ahead, be tunnel visioned, and walk through people not even recognizing them. Whether we're in Walmart, whether we're at the grocery store, whether we're at a business or at a gathering or at church or wherever it might be. I want to read you a story about a New York City taxi driver. I found this story. It was by Natalie Mejia, and she said this. A New York taxi driver wrote, "I arrived at the address and honked the horn. After waiting a few minutes, I honked again. Since this was going to be my last ride of my shift, I thought about just driving away, but instead I put the car in park and walked up to the door and knocked. Just a minute," answered a frail, elderly voice. I could hear something being dragged across the floor. After a long pause, the door opened. A small woman in her 90s stood before me. She was wearing a print dress and a pillbox hat with a veil pinned on it, like somebody out of a 1940s movie. By her side was a small suitcase. The apartment looked as if no one had lived in it for years. All the furniture was covered with sheets. There was no clock on the wall, no knickknacks or utensils on the counters. In the corner was a cardboard box filled with photos and glassware. "Would you carry my bag out to the car?" she said. I took the suitcase to the cab, then returned to assist the woman. She took my arm and we walked slowly toward the curb. She kept thanking me for my kindness. "It's nothing," I told her. "I just try to treat my passengers the way I would want my mother to be treated." "Oh, you're such a good boy," she said. When we got in the cab, she gave me an address and then asked, "Could you drive through downtown?" "It's not the shortest way," I answered quickly. "Oh, I don't mind," she said. "I'm in no hurry. I'm on my way to hospice." I looked in the rearview mirror. Her eyes were glistening. "I don't have any family left," she continued in a soft voice. "The doctor said I don't have very long." So I quietly reached over and shut off the meter. "What route would you like me to take?" I asked. For the next 2 hours, we drove through the city. She showed me the building where she had once worked as an elevator operator. We drove through the neighborhood where she and her husband had lived when they were newlyweds. She had me pull up in front of a furniture warehouse that had once been a ballroom where she had gone dancing as a girl. Sometimes she'd ask me to slow in front of a particular building or corner and would sit staring into the darkness, saying nothing. As the first hint of sun was creasing the horizon, she suddenly said, "I'm tired, let's go now." We drove in silence to the address she had given me. It was a low building, like a small convalescent home, with a driveway that passed under a portico. Two orderlies came out to the cab as soon as we pulled up. They were intent, watching her every move. They must have been expecting her. I opened the trunk and took the small suitcase to the door. The woman was already seated in a wheelchair. "How much do I owe you?" she asked, reaching into her purse. "Nothing," I said. "You have to make a living," she answered. "There are other passengers," I responded. Almost without thinking, I bent and gave her a hug. She held on to me tightly. "You gave an old woman a little moment of joy," she said. "Thank you." I squeezed her hand and then walked into the dim morning light. Behind me, a door shut. It was the sound of the closing of a life. I didn't pick up any more passengers on that shift. I drove aimlessly, lost in thought. For the rest of that day, I could hardly talk. What if that woman had gotten an angry driver or one who was impatient to end his shift? What if I had refused to take the run or had honked once and then driven away? For a quick review, I don't think I have done anything more important in my life. We're conditioned to think that our lives revolve around great moments. But great moments often catch us unaware, beautifully wrapped in what others may consider a small one. Now, I thought that was a touching story about someone who took the time to really see someone for who they were and what they were going through. As you go into today, I want to encourage you to walk slowly through the crowd. How are you about just stopping and watching and listening for God to help you to touch a life? I know for me it's so easy to get caught up in my own worries and my own struggles, the things in my life that stress me out and the things that bring me grief and pain. But I don't want to miss opportunities to touch others' lives. Jesus, in his ministry, so often, I believe, would walk slowly through the crowd, and he would see the needs of others. In fact, we know that Jesus, even when he was needing to get away and rest, he would have compassion on people. Let's pray about doing that today. Father, help me to walk slowly through the crowd today. Father, I believe that there are appointments that you have made for me and for my friends hearing this today. I just pray that, Lord, if there is someone who needs a word of encouragement, a smile even, a thank you or a blessing of some type, Lord, that you would just make me so aware. Father, that I would see out of my spiritual peripheral vision so that I would see others who are in need, who need encouragement. And Father, for those who maybe hear this today and they're thinking to themselves, I'm in far too much pain or far too stressed to even be able to think about others, may we remember, Jesus, that you looked to the needs of others first. And Lord, I know that even through difficult times, when I encourage others, I myself am encouraged. So Lord, would you give us spiritual eyes to see the needs of others today? In Jesus' name, amen.